Major League Baseball is on its way back to Washington, D.C., and the city council there has given preliminary approval to financing for a new stadium. Under the plan, the ballpark would be built in the southeast part of the city near the Anacostia River. Washington's mayor, Anthony Williams, says the stadium will bring new jobs and business to that area. But for at least one group, it might mean finding a new gathering place. NPR's Luke Burbank has a report.
It's a Wednesday night outside a concrete factory in southeast Washington, and on a bare patch of dirt sit six men in folding chairs.
We was here before a lot of this stuff, before the freeway was there, you know. So a lot of Southwest people, you know, we've been hanging down there for years. We talk back 40 or 50 years.
That's HB. He and his friends, Cool Luke, Mo, AJ, Cal, and Norville, all grew up in the neighborhood and have been meeting here for years. But there's a problem. The spot where they've been sitting for all those decades is right where the new stadium's front entrance will go. The neighborhood is coated in a fine layer of dust, and with the factory's floodlights and piles of dirt, the landscape feels a bit Martian. Still, Mo Queen says, he and his friends wouldn't want to meet anywhere else.
This is the place that we unwind, talk sports, talk about the Redskins. We solve the problems of the world here.
Only one of the men, Norville Bradshaw, still lives in the area. The rest have retired from government jobs and moved off to suburbia. Back when they first started meeting, they gathered a few blocks from here, near a liquor store. But that crowd included drug dealers and other troublemakers, so A.J. Fox says about 20 years ago, this group struck out to find a new patch of ground.
As we moved down here, we isolated ourselves as just the people who wanted to do the things that we want to do, which is just sit around and talk and have a few drinks.
They say the concrete company okayed their meeting place as long as they chased away the riffraff. And this is where they've been ever since, through marriages, births, deaths, you name it. They've come to this spot to talk things over, play cards, and have a drink. They call the get-togethers evening tea, although what they're drinking is a little more powerful than tea. Mo Queen brings Heineken, while Cal Calhoun's favorite is Crevassier. Even after all this time, the group is still debating the legality of their public drinking.
This is private property. Police can't come up here and run us off of private
property.
Yes,
they can.
Well, they can, but, you know, they don't.
Despite the mayor's claims that the new stadium will be a boon to the area, the guys have their doubts. After all, the city's already had two pro baseball teams.
So what makes the public think that they can support a third?
The demographics are different.
We're bringing the Montreal Expos here. They are losers.
This goes on for about 10 minutes. One thing that is certain, the stores and family restaurants that often come with a new stadium are unlikely to take too kindly to a group of retirees drinking and arguing in front of their businesses. But, says Calhoun, the group has no plans to disband.
All of us out here are survivors. You know, we're going to do whatever it is we have to do to make things come together, you know.
After all, the world still has plenty of problems that need solving. For Day to Day, I'm Luke Burbank in Washington.